welcome to another episode of our podcast.
Today we're going to talk about ways to predict the future.
Shall we dive right in?
Yeah. So what is this?
So this is a birth chart, or also known as a horoscope. It's a very important part of astrology.
Astrology, huh? So it's all written in the stars?
Yeah, basically.
So what exactly is this birth chart right here? I see a circle that includes a lot of different planets and symbols.
So, a birth chart is a map of where all the major planets and astral bodies were located at the time you were born. And their positions will have different effects on your personality and your life.
Oh, that's why you asked me about my place of birth and the exact time of birth. So from what you can see in this chart right in front of you, how would you describe me in one word?
Oh my, okay, so your Sun, Mercury, Venus and Mars are in Cancer and your Moon is in Scorpio. Wow, that's a lot of water placements. One word is tough, but water placements are known to be very emotional. So yeah, you're a very emotional person.
Yeah, of course, that makes sense. With all the plastic in the ocean that's killing the water signs and their natural habitats, I'd be crying too. So moving on to another method. So here we have tarot cards, right?
Right.
So as far as I know, tarot has been around for thousands of years and its origin lies in Italy. It's another method of asking about future, love life, or any question you have in your mind.
Right, so I see you did your research.
Can you read them for me? I would be interested in what awaits me in my future.
Of course I can.
Those cards look very interesting. I've never seen those before.
There are many different decks. This one right here is the most popular one.
The colors used on those cards are mostly the primary ones. This is why the images are so striking.
All of that yellow makes them so flashy.
How many cards are in one deck?
So this one consists of 78 cards. The first 22 cards are the major arcana. The remaining 56 are the minor arcana and are divided into four groups.
Oh wow, that's interesting. So let's start the reading.
I need you to tell me when to stop shuffling the cards. Then I will tell you about your future life.
Stop.
Okay, let's see. So, I see a lot of positive cards, like the King of Wands, Eight of Pentacles.
Whoa, stop. This sounds really cool and mystical, but I have no clue what this means.
Well, I see a lot of hard work that pays off, financial stability, and a supporting environment, and... Oh,
what do you mean, oh?
Well, your last card displays a huge disappointment.
I mean, it's no wonder that everything is going downhill in the end.
What do you mean?
Well, take a look at the state of our planet. It's no surprise that there won't be a promising future if people keep behaving the way they do. If we keep treating the planet as if we have a spare one in a trunk and we keep killing each other over race, gender, sexuality and religion, we will all face a huge disappointment in the end.
That's very true. So let's hope people will realize it very, very soon. Otherwise, we will be doomed.
So, do you have any advice for beginner occultists?
Don't place your crystal balls, like the one right here, on your window sill. If the sun's shining, it'll function like a magnifying glass and everything will go up in flames. Just like our Earth in a few years.
Wait, did you see that in a crystal ball?
What? No. The majority of scientists say that.
Wow, I think we all learned a lot today. We need to process all that information. This is probably the right time to end this episode. Thank you all for tuning in. You'll hear us next time in Nadia and Serena's Mystical Box.